Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 9th of March, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at ya in around 5 minutes. Well, Sony's finally gotten around to doing what it should have done quite a while ago. You remember that 2011 hack that they had? Yeah, they don't really want to talk about that. Well, they're finally handing out those free game codes after all this time. No, I'm not talking about the big Sony hack. I'm just talking about the PlayStation services being down for 23 days. Yeah, remember that? That's when 70 million Sony customers were affected. So, in that class action settlement in 2014, it was agreed that they would give free download codes for a number of PlayStation 3 and a whole bunch of themes to go along with that. So why the heck did Sony drag its feet for 5 years? They aren't really saying, but maybe it has something to do with that other hack. Have you got a mid-2010 15-inch or 17-inch MacBook Pro? Time to upgrade, because Apple ain't going to support you anymore. Yes, Apple has updated its vintage and obsolete product list and has included these two models. So, just as you pretty much guessed, Macs and pretty much any other product that's added to those lists, they no longer get updates or hardware service or anything else. Yeah, as we said, Apple waited a little bit longer for these models. Usually, they only go for 5 years. They almost made it 6 years. Those models that we just discussed, yeah, they were actually released on April 13th, 2010. Speaking of killing off things, it looks like Skype ain't gonna be on your TV anymore. Microsoft is indeed dropping support for its Skype for TV applications. This is all gonna start going down in June. So if you enjoy talking to your family and friends while you're all huddled around the 52-inch, ain't gonna happen anymore after June. This all goes for televisions such as Samsung, LG, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, Toshiba, Philips, and a lot of others. So why is Skype gonna be gone from the TV? Well, it's probably something you're holding in your hand right now. Yeah, it's called a mobile device. Microsoft says that over the years, users have changed the way they use Skype, with the majority of them doing it via mobile. Personally, I don't ever remember sitting in my living room having a Skype chat, and I even had it available to me. It just felt weird. But if you were one of the odd ones out there that did enjoy a good Skype chat on your couch, enjoy it while it lasts. Facebook Messenger just got a little prettier on Android. They've rolled out their new update for their Messenger app that'll bring a new, fresh design, as they're calling it, and also a little bit of UI reorganization. The app update is currently available in the Play Store. No word yet, though, if your battery life is going to be any better on the thing. We all know that Messenger, pretty much on an Android phone, sucks it dry. So if you have uninstalled it from your phone because of this fact, you might want to give it one more try just to see. Don't hold your breath, though. And finally, we have become so security conscious. Well, anyone that really cares about their privacy and security has. We got passwords that need to be difficult. We've got two-factor authentication that, you know, just so many things to deal with now. Well, we got one more. Yay. This one's developed by the NEC Corp. And it all has to do with your ear. Yes, your ear. I guess a whole bunch of researchers were looking in the mirror one day and thinking, you know what, our ears look different. They're really, they're unique. And they also thought that since they're unique and they all look different, they all have a little unique echo sound. That is, if you put the right equipment inside them. And that little equipment I'm talking about actually looks like a little earpiece. It contains a speaker and a microphone, however, though. And basically what NEC is thinking that, we can identify you to, say, make a purchase on a credit card or something just by sending a little sound inside your ear canal, having it read back and say, yep, that's definitely you hearing this. What happens, the microphone picks up those reflected audio signals, which they're saying are unique to each and every one of us, and they compare it to a recording that's already on file. If the two match, voila, you just bought yourself some milk. They're saying that using the sound technique for authentication will have a number of benefits. It's incredibly simple, and it's all natural. What are we getting into, organic security now? It's all natural. NEC's hoping to get to try out this tech in the wild sometime in 2018. Yeah, we'll keep an ear on this. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website for everything that is British Tech, britishtechnetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Get on over there and get subscribed to every single one of them. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and the BTN community over there at the Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, I've got a little bit of sad news for you, listeners. We're not going to be back for tomorrow or Friday. Friday or Monday. Very, very sorry. The studio has to go under some repairs, some major repairs, and it's going to take a few days to get it done. So, the new show will be returning Tuesday next week, I'm sorry to say. So please bear with us while we go off the air for that amount of time. Promise, though, we'll be back on Tuesday next week. Thank you very much for your understanding. I do hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. Enjoy your hump day. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.